Greetings, and welcome to the Park City High School 2017 graduation ceremony, and congratulations to the class of 2017. I'd like to recognize some of the key individuals that are responsible for today's ceremony, starting with our superintendent, Dr. Amber Conley, and members of the Park City Board of Education, the wonderful counseling team at Treasure Mountain, Park City High School. It's been ingrained in me after 10 years. I'd also like to recognize the rest of the school's administration. Park City Learning Center Principal, Ms. Tracy Solstrom, Assistant Principal, Ms. Phyllis Suggett, and Mr. Caleb Fine, Athletic Director, Mr. Jamie Sheets, and most importantly, the Park City High School faculty. Miss Liz Haslam, a Park City High School graduate who has taught at Park City High for the last 4 years, is moving on to the next chapter of her life. Let's give her a round of applause. I'm losing a good friend and colleague after 22 years of teaching math and physical education and providing time as the head football coach. Mike Shepherd is retiring this year after 22 years of service at Park City High. As of the class of 2017, you have earned just over $10,300,000 in scholarship funds. I recently read an article with the title of A Lesson in Leadership, Control Your Emotions and Be Positive by Hori Yoshido. The article mentioned a book that I used as an undergrad back in the 1980s. In 1983, Dr. Howard Gardner wrote the book, Frames of Mind. Dr. Gardner, a professor of developmental psychology at Harvard, proposed a theory of multiple intelligences. Frames of Mind identified 7 different kinds of intelligence. They are linguistic, good with words, mathematical, good with numbers, musical, good with music, visual spatial, good at thinking in 3 dimensions, bodily kinesthetic, good at physical activity, intrapersonal, good at understanding oneself, and interpersonal, good at interacting with others. At the time, American public schools were criticized for only teaching the first 5 intelligences and avoiding intra and interpersonal intelligences. I don't think that Dr. Gardner would have felt that way if he had met the faculty and the graduates that Park City High School has produced this year. A few examples of graduates that have multiple intelligences and more. They are recognized for her work with the LGBTQ community and featured in Time Magazine for her efforts, Grace Mason. Grace is now a leader in human rights on a national level, and she has a firm grasp on who she is as a person and knows how to relate with others. We have 4 national merit finalists this year, students in this year's graduating class representing the top 1% of high school students in the country are Molly Hanrahan, Jared Jones, Kristen Lanigan, Daniel Taven. I promise you that these 4 students excel in a number of intelligences. Babe Miller. Having you as student body president was like having a 3rd assistant principal. Watching you work this year, it became obvious that you have multiple intelligences. You will be missed. For the first time that I can remember in the last 20 years, Park City High is students that will be representing every branch of the military service in the United States. These students not only share a variety of multiple intelligences, they have a huge amount of courage. They are entering the Army, Evan Esquivel, and Gunnar Raich. Entering the Marines, Sam Schofield, Chance Dennison. Representing the Navy, Sabrina Smith. With an appointment as a cadet to the United States Air Force Academy, Eli Alford. Also entering the Air Force, Andrew Guthrie and Gage Mackey. With an appointment to the United States Coast Guard Academy, Joe Simmons. Leaving next year to serve on an LDS mission, Gregory Klomp, Josh Hales, Jessica Clark, Samuel Bradford, Thomas O'Conn, Alec O'Conn, Samuel Starley, Cannon Pryor, Samuel Peters, and after completing Marine Boot Camp, Sam Schofield will be serving his mission. As the class of 2017 standardized assessment data resulted in Park City High School's return to the Washington Post and U.S. News national rankings. The competitive math team made up of Daniel Taven, Cole Lee, and Max Asno not only won the state math contest as juniors, but they repeated the feat this year again as seniors. Our musical kinesthetic marching band was selected to play this past December in Pearl Harbor on the Pearl Harbor Day Parade. After that performance, they were invited to play in Normandy, France on the D-Day Parade in June of 2019. How about our kinesthetic learners? Park City High athletic teams won 12 regional championships. And 8 state championships. Four years ago, Sharon Ellsworth Nelson, a faculty member of our language arts department, asked me for support in starting the debate team. I said, sure, you have my full support as long as we have a state championship in 5 years. She did it in 4. Members of the Park City High School state championship debate team are Abby Kretschmar, Callie Linden, Lulu Feltovich, Vincent Jedlicka, Jordan Blake, Karen Ahern, Reese Adams, Kyle Haas, Alex Whitty, and Devin Gregory. I could go on like this for hours and days, but my sincere apologies for the accomplishment I did not recognize today. Board President Julie Eisenhausen, Superintendent Dr. Amber Combley, would you please join me? President Eisenhausen, Dr. Conley, I can verify that each of these students seated in front of you have completed all of the requirements mandated by the state of Utah and the Park City School District. Therefore, I present to you the Park City High School graduating class of 2017.
On behalf of the Park City Board of Education, I am pleased to receive the graduates assembled here today. I present to you the class of 2017.